My mom used to take me down to Riley's drugstore, and Mr. Riley gave every kid a piece of candy when he came in the door. He was a fixture in our neighborhood. Well, those, you call them mom-and-pop pharmacies, if you will, the druggists of old, could be in danger just because of the kind of competition that's out there, but also the regulatory burden that they are hit by, just with all of the paperwork. Harvey Schmidt has Schmidt & Sons Pharmacy up in Tecumseh and wrote a beautiful op-ed in Crane's Detroit Business, and Mr. Schmidt joins us live this afternoon. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm concerned because I think this is part of our healthcare network that is too often overlooked, where big box stores have kind of big-footed competitors that have served us for years and years. What is the biggest burden that you face now that you think endangers that part of our healthcare system?
Well, the biggest burden is the PBMs, which are pharmacy benefit managers that contract with insurers to sort of be the go-between the insurers and the pharmacies. And they put a lot of burden on us, a huge amount of paperwork, and just trying to move through the quagmire that they create with their contracts is pretty awesome.
Well, and when you do have to wade into that, I know that originally the PBMs were thought to be helpful because they were going to help control costs the other side of it is I've never seen in an economy where putting a middleman into the equation was helpful, and yet and that's really what it's evolved into, isn't it?
It has. And when PBM started, they were sort of an entity of their own, but as time has gone on, they've been purchased by the large pharmacies like CVS or CVS Caremark and organizations like that. And what happens is you kind of run into a situation where the PBM is actually just an offshoot of the large pharmacy chains. And of course, as an independent pharmacist, we don't feel that that's in the best interest of healthcare.
When you look around, and I'm sure, like any business, you know who the other independent pharmacies are, the other mom and pops, because they've been cornerstones of their communities for so many years, and you get to know one another. When you look at that, how many of your fellow independent pharmacists and druggists have had to call it quits?
Many of them, actually. We're down here in Lenawee County. And I think there are maybe three independent pharmacies in the whole county. There's one in Hudson, Michigan, the Country Market in Adrian. And I actually have three pharmacies. I have one in Tecumseh, Clinton, and Blissfield. So, you know, you can almost count them on one hand.
Well, and what's interesting, and I don't want to throw shade on the CVSs or Walgreens or Myers, they you know, service their clients, but the community pharmacist gets involved in community efforts, don't they? I mean, they'll support a Little League team, they'll support the parade down Main Street, things like that.
Absolutely. I think one thing that sort of points out what community pharmacy can do is that with the COVID vaccinations, we were reached out to by the health departments in Jackson County and Lenawee County, and our group of eight pharmacies have administered over 14,000 vaccines at different clinics.
So Julie Calley, who is a Republican representative from Portland, has introduced a bill to kind of rein in the pharmacy benefit managers and to address this issue of the burdens that are placed on independent pharmacies. As you look at that bill, does it meet the needs? Does it address the issue effectively?
Well, I think it does. It goes a long way, if not perhaps not all the way of what we need, but we deal like things with fair reimbursements. Independent pharmacies are reimbursed at different rates than the larger pharmacies, and we are sometimes cut out of contracts because it is in the best interest of the chain pharmacies rather than the independent pharmacies. We have many limitations on us. When this all started years ago, when my mother was still living, she was a retiree from Ford Motor Company. And as I say, back when this started, there was a point in time where she was told that she couldn't come to my pharmacy. for whatever reason, they used to call her Big Alma at Ford, and she raised hell with her union rep, and eventually the union rep called me and said, "We've got you in the network. Get your mother off my back."
Don't mess with mother pharmacy, right? Goodness. I could only imagine. Well, before we let you go, what is the most significant thing that legislators could do? And I've only got 45 seconds for you.
Well, they need to pass this House bill because Michigan is only one of 25 states that don't require PBMs to be licensed. And it's really, really vitally important that somehow through legislation we sort of put a rein in on their sort of dictatorial practices that, as you said, have put many of us out of business over the years.